What's better than this? Guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino, Kyle Krabs, and Chris Schubert from the Draft Network. And we are your hosts here on this Thursday episode of the show. We're back to finish up this January mock draft. We did picks 1 through 16 yesterday, 17 to 32 on tap for today. Kyle, the board has been reset and more picks to make today. How are we doing?
It's a good chance to sit back, kind of reassess the board, look at the players that are available. I know the teams in the back half of the first round have really appreciated the chance to kind of reacclimate and strategize a little bit as far as, you know, do we want to move up? Do we want to move down? Do we like the way the board's shaking out? So all these conversations have had the chance to take place overnight, and we are ready to dive into the second half of this mock.
Okay. Christopher?
Feels like a great day to make a trade, gentlemen. That's all I'm going to say from the podium here. Feels like a great day to make a trade.
That is correct.
Okay.
So if you guys are ready, without further ado, we can just hop right back into this. And if you missed yesterday's show, go back and listen to it so you know where we are.
Dun, 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 dun.
The Las Vegas Raiders are on the clock. And I believe, gentlemen, the way we are doing this today is, Joe, you are doing odds. Kyle, you are doing evens, except when the Bills pick comes up at 30. Is that correct?
We did. Yeah, we negotiated a trade. So yeah. I will pick for the Packers and Joe will pick for the Bills.
All right. So I'm up with the Raiders.
Yes.
Listen.
Do it.
We need some help on defense, man.
There's a clear and obvious selection to be made here.
Right. I got to at least hype it up just a
little.
Set
the table.
And the thing about this pick is the Raiders tried to get their linebacker situation right. You know, they gave money to Corey Littleton. They brought in Nick Kwiatkowski. They traded for Raekwon McMillan. And they still got a bit of a linebacker issue. And I didn't think Micah Parsons, the linebacker from Penn State, would be here at 17. But here we are. And that's the end. This is the end of the slide for Parsons. I think this gives them that face of the defense. You know, they just hired Gus Bradley to be their defensive coordinator. And, you know, you think about just the backers that he's had throughout his career, whether that's been, you know, Bobby Wagner in Seattle or the, you know, Miles Jack and Telvin Smith over in Jacksonville. This gives him a guy like that to kind of build out this defense. They could still get some good value out of Corey Littleton, maybe as a weak side backer, or they could put Parsons as a weak side backer, still use Kwiatkowski situational. But I think this finally gives the Raiders some speed, range, athleticism, and that true identity on the second level of their defense.
Kyle, you're on the clock with your own team, the Miami Dolphins.
Would anybody like to place a phone call?
Wow. It's early.
Like, what player would somebody trade up for? That's the problem, you know?
I don't know. Well, you got to start looking at, you know, is anybody interested in jumping in front of a trio of quarterback-hungry teams in Washington and Chicago and Indianapolis? Or, you know, maybe the offensive line run has some folks a little rattled. We saw four offensive linemen go in the last six picks.
I think the problem is that the GMs of all these teams behind Miami – don't really value Mac Jones. So it can be tough.
So nobody wants to place a phone call?
I mean, you control half of these teams too, so.
Yeah, I understand that, but it doesn't make sense in my eye for Chicago to move up and jump Washington. Doesn't make sense for Tennessee to move up. Pittsburgh's not going to move up with all the needs that they have. So just last call for any – potential teams interested in moving up the board a little bit.
No.
It's unfortunate, really. I was looking forward to something there.
Okay. Well, I'll say this then. This is going to be a really popular spot in mocks for running backs. Travis Etienne's on the board. Najee Harris is on the board. This was the spot last year. This exact pick, Dolphins had this pick last year, courtesy of the Steelers, that everybody was given DeAndre Swift to. This time last year, DeAndre Swift was like the popular pick at 18 for the Dolphins. But, Joe, I survey the back half of the first round. I acknowledge that Etienne and Najee Harris are still on the board. And You have Javonte Williams, who's also on the board. And I have a little bit of a hard time trying to justify drafting a running back at 18. That, no slight against Najee Harris or Travis Etienne, who would both be very good fits for Miami, just in different kinds of ways. I'm going to go off the reservation with this pick a little bit. And the reason why is the Dolphins really need to solidify, and there's a large subsection of Dolphins fans that have advocated for drafting Penei Sewell with the number three pick to play left tackle for the Miami Dolphins. This was the pick that the Dolphins actually used on their left tackle from last year, Austin Jackson. I'm going to pick an offensive lineman because there is no question that offensive line is an area of need and improvement for the Dolphins. And I'm going to stay with the Crimson Tide. I'm going to draft Alex Leatherwood at 18 here for the Miami Dolphins because, Joe, the more you watch Alex Leatherwood this year, he's been a monster in 2020. And you got 13-game sample size, so you got a really good sample size of him just row grading, really came into his own. And regardless of who's going to play running back, you know, there is no question that you could upgrade left tackle. Leatherwood's played guard. He's played right guard, left tackle. He can play both sides of the line of scrimmage. I'm going to advocate for the Dolphins to move on from Ereck Flowers this offseason. And if that's the case, then you are going to have the opportunity to put somebody else in there at left guard. So whether that's moving Solomon Kinley over and playing Alex Leatherwood at right guard, or you want to play Leatherwood at right left guard, I think this is the boost and the catalyst that this team needs to really kickstart a running game that was 16th in the NFL in rushing attempts last year and 29th in yards per carry, 3.9.
When it comes to getting or staying in shape, nothing feels as good as the feeling of accomplishment, of hitting your fitness goals and feeling great about yourself. Echelon can get you there. Echelon offers the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, and their all-new Stride Smart treadmill. No matter what your favorite fitness activity is, Echelon gives you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of your home. Their world-class instructors will motivate you with thousands of daily live and on-demand studio-level classes, always available when you need them. Unlike their competitors, Echelon is affordable for everyone, and one membership lets up to five family members all work out at the same time. Right now, you can try any Echelon fitness equipment at home for 30 days. Go to echelonfit.com/NFL. That's echelonfit.com/NFL.
Joe, you want to make a pick for the Washington football team?
I do. It's funny, I put out my mock draft last week, and I had them picking an offensive tackle. And so for a week, I got yelled at by Washington fans saying, they don't need an offensive tackle.
I've watched Morgan Moses play this year. That is not true.
They are in love with Cornelius Lucas and Morgan Moses as their tackles.
Can I get a rewind on that Washington football team fan impersonation?
I don't even remember what I said.
You had a very southern drawl to it. It was very weird.
They don't need an offensive tackle.
It was very weird. That was why I wanted a rewind of it.
Oh, well, you can just clip it there, I guess. So the point that I was going to make is then I read two more mock drafts, one from Dane Brugler at The Athletic, one from PFF, and they both had Washington picking an offensive tackle. And I just hope that those two fine establishments received the same venom that I did for the audacity to think that Cornelius Lucas on his fifth team in as many years has finally found the spot where he's going to reach his ceiling and continue to play at this level. But here's the deal. I'm not going to give him an offensive tackle just because let's do something different, right? Let's do something different. I think they got to get some weapons right here. That's the thing. There's some fans out there that wish that I'm going to pick a quarterback here in Mac Jones. And I'm going to save you from the boringness that's going to be Mac Jones in the NFL. I'm going to get you a playmaker, someone to work into this wide receiver room to go with, you know, Terry McLaurin, who's outstanding. And they've really got some good production out of Logan Thomas at tight end this year. They'll get Kelvin Harmon back. So now it's just a matter of which receiver I'd like for them. And I think the one that brings a dynamic to this team that doesn't exist is Terrace Marshall from LSU, where,
son of a bitch.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's got size. He's good yards after the catch. He's got ball skills down the field, super physical. And I think it'd be a nice compliment to McLaurin and really set themselves up well for whenever they bring in this quarterback that's going to help elevate this team, that he's going to have what he needs at his disposal to execute.
Kyle, I feel like that's somebody that you would have wanted to go with here at 20. So you're now on the clock with the Chicago Bears. I'll give you all the time you need to adjust.
Yes, that is correct. That would have been the selection for the Chicago Bears at 20. Got sniped because I'm not anticipating Allen Robinson coming back because he's going to get a shit ton of cash on free agent market.
Did you hear what he said? He said, I feel like we had plenty of time over the last 365 days to get a deal done.
No, I didn't see that he said that, but
yesterday
he's done, man. He's so done with Chicago, and I don't blame him. It's been a dumpster fire. All right, so Chicago needs a quarterback, the offensive line. We definitely need a wide receiver, at least, if not multiple. We do need multiple because Allen Robinson's not coming back, which is why Terrence Marshall at 6'3", 205 or whatever he is, would have been a perfect player to put into that role and just kind of hope that you can develop him and take that spot. Not going to happen, though. Thanks, Joe.
What about Bateman?
Christ. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm leaning. I'm just trying to make sure I'm not overlooking any attractive alternatives. Like, this team, right tackle, I think, is in play. Jalen Mayfield, in my opinion, should be in play for Chicago. Really good take. But I do think the need at wide receiver is too pressing. We're going to go ahead and take Rashad Bateman. We're not going to get cute. We're not going to wait and see, oh, let's see who's on the board the next time we come around. No, we need skill players. For whoever is playing quarterback, there is no good quarterback to take. Rashad Bateman is the pick. He's not a bad consolation prize. I think he works the middle of the field quite well. So he's not deterred by traffic. And you think about Chicago and whoever is playing quarterback. If it is Mitch Trubisky, they bring him back. Getting receivers that can win in his line of sight is going to be really helpful.
Joe? The Indianapolis Colts, who yesterday just learned that they're going to need somebody to fill Anthony Costanzo's spot on the offensive line.
So, yeah, Costanzo retires. He was injured this year. It's funny. They actually, before week 17, like during that week prior to the game, they lured Jared Veldheer out of retirement. He practiced for 2 days and started at left tackle against Jacksonville, played well. He started in the playoff game against Buffalo and played well. And then he got signed off of the Indy practice squad to Green Bay to help fill in the void for David Bakhtiari. So
the
what
ultimate
a
finesse.
Dude, what a weird situation for Veldheer, man. This guy's retired. All of a sudden, he's just advancing in the playoffs but losing games. It's amazing. So, yeah, I think we got to take a chance here to get a new left tackle to go with what they already have. I mean, when you think about this offensive line, left guard to right tackle, I mean, it's really outstanding, and you'd hate to not have that left tackle thing down and kind of spoil what is otherwise an outstanding offensive line. And brother, I can't pass on the chance to reunite Quentin Nelson with Liam Eichenberg from Notre Dame. So let's have the all Notre Dame left side of this offensive line and continue to prosper when it comes to blocking in Indianapolis.
Kyle, the Tennessee Titans are now on the clock.
Yeah, I'm a little upset that Joe didn't draft Jalen Mayfield. He drafted Liam Eichenberg over Jalen Mayfield. But I get it. I get it.
I thought about it, I was surprised that you didn't go Mayfield at 18. I know because that either one's a better fit.
I want the versatility. I think Malin's a raw. Now, if we were going to take Robert Hunt, you could do the same musical chairs and say, okay, we're going to take Robert Hunt, put him at right guard. We'll take Solomon Kinley, put him at left guard, and take Jalen Mayfield and put him at right tackle. You could do the same thing that way. But
Mayfield's not going to last too much longer.
No, he's not, because he had amazing tape. I have a feeling he might come off the board within the next two picks, to be honest with you. I don't know, though. Tennessee Titans, he's not coming off the board here at 22, despite Isaiah Wilson's best attempts to sabotage this first-round selection within the first 365 days. We're not going to go right tackle here. We're going to help this pass rush group out a lot. I've got two options, Joe. Two options.
Yeah.
I could draft the pure complement to Harold Landry and Joseph Ausai, or I could draft the hybrid front, multiple front player you would hope you could potentially develop into a Jadeveon Clowney type presence with Gregory Rousseau. Those are my two options. I think I like the versatility. And at this point, this is the kind of the range in the draft where I think you should be really willing and ready to bet on the upside of a player like Gregory Rousseau. Because if it clicks for him, he had a great interview with Trevor Sikkema this week, by the way. So if you missed that, swing over to the Draft Network, check it out. If you can get him to click into place, he's going to be a steal for the 22nd overall pick. So Gregory Rousseau, hand in the dirt, you know, whether you want to play multiple fronts, which, you know, all these Belichickian disciple, Vrabel types of defenses really covet. The ability to play multiple up front, and I think Gregory Rousseau can be that and do that and dynamic enough to win off the edge. I do think you stack a little bit of weight on him and let him play the B-gap in instances in passing downs as well, and you can really prosper if you develop and continue to aid him along. So Gregory Rousseau to the Titans.
All right, Joe, we find ourselves in this spot once again. You pick me for the New York Jets, and I got to tell you, there's like four people I like in this spot.
One of them is Najee Harris. I know that would be a pick that would make you happy. What's some others? My mind's made up. I already know what I'm doing.
Oh, then you know what? Then you make the pick, and I'll tell you if it's one of the guys on the list.
I wanted to know if I was going to crush you as I deliver.
No, just do it in real time.
No, Chris, you got to tell him. I want to know. I want to know ahead of time, too.
Okay, so I think either of the two running backs in this spot I like.
Imagine being the Jets and having all the needs that you do and taking a running back at 23.
Don't worry, Kyle. I'll save them from
it's
that.
It's never going to happen, Chris.
Joseph Ausai would be nice in this spot. and I would like Zaven Collins as well.
Oh, ooh. Man, I'm not giving you any of those players. Right.
He's giving him Jalen Mayfield. Who he's getting.
Right, I'm giving you Jalen Mayfield. Yes. You're welcome. You just drafted Zach Wilson, this really toolsy quarterback. You got to make sure that he's got an offensive line. And, you know, I am very much not for surrounding a young quarterback. Like, you don't get a rookie wide receiver to, like, fix or help your rookie quarterback. I don't know. Like, that bothers me. And so I think you can get the most meaningful help for your young quarterback on the offensive line in, you know, the form of a rookie. So, let's go with Jalen Mayfield. Kyle has been raving about his tape this year. I know he only played a couple of games, but he was toolsy last year and took a step forward this year. Plays right tackle. I think you have the left tackle thing figured out with Mekhi Becton. And George Fant's not going to preclude me from going with Jalen Mayfield here to be the right tackle for the New York Jets.
Crushed, really, is the way I would describe you missing on all four guys that I wanted. All right, Kyle, you're on the clock with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is not
they gotta be
easy.
Heartbroken, dude.
Yeah, the tackle run in front of them is brutal.
Yeah.
But they need all the cheap talent they can get, so it's not like they're going to give up picks to jump up here in the order.
Right. They can't do that, so they gotta make it happen. They should trade back, but I don't know if they're going to friend anybody that wants to do that.
I was going to say, does anybody want to move up? Because there's some candidates for Pittsburgh that I think make some sense.
Well, especially if you think about the early second round.
Right.
So should we put our evaluator hat away and get into our, you know, forecaster role? And is there a team that would want Mac Jones that would actually do this, that we can justify and make sense of it, even though you and I wouldn't do it?
Well, Jacksonville Jets. Carolina, Atlanta.
They all got quarterbacks already.
Cincinnati. Like
San Francisco, New England. I mean, Chicago. Those are the teams we're talking. Indianapolis.
No.
Even though,
no.
Yeah, can't do
there's,
it. Right?
There's no quarterback trade to be made here.
All right. Well, I tried to at least have the conversation. I think there's a lot of football fans right now that do like Mac Jones, and they saw the way he played in the national championship game and the season that he had this year, and people are in on him. Not for me in the first round, but I'm just saying, I think people in general like, kind of probably expect us to pick Mac Jones in the first round of mock drafts?
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
It's not available.
So. Oh, heartbroken.
Oh, man. I felt like Kyle had it. He went slow there.
That was such a good setup.
Yeah, no, sorry.
All right. So Pittsburgh, they are, in a lot of ways, a hot mess express as far as their salary cap goes. So that is going to be the catalyst for the decision that I make here, is anticipating what players should probably be departing players when you forecast them forward. And obviously Ben Roethlisberger, with his age and his contract and 40-something million he's due on the books against the cap, if you bring him back, if you cut him or you part ways, it's still 20 million, which is an obscene amount either way. This is a team that is in the red in the salary cap space as it is already. They've got a bunch of young expiring contracts and talents between the Juju Smith-Schusters of the world, who's already rubbing off on Chase Claypool. Joe, I know you saw that the other day.
Yeah, horrible. Come on.
Guys just chirping on social media nonstop after an L. Man.
See the videos he was posting, like film clips? He's like, nah, see this little stutter? That's when I was in his head. Check your Instagram. I sent it to you last night.
And didn't he only have like two catches?
Unbelievable. Never seen anything like this.
Say less.
Right.
I'm going to draft in anticipation that 31-year-old cornerback Joe Horn is not, or Joe Horn, Joe Hayden is not going to be back.
I bet I know who you're going to
pick. Yeah, we're going to draft JC Horn, the corner from South Carolina, to step into this role. It's 6'1", 205. Pittsburgh likes physical corners. They like some size. They've gotten burned it in the past with Artie Burns, pun intended. But I think JC Horn is a really good physical fit for a physical Steelers defense and can kind of help build a bridge and transition and segue into a much cheaper player than what you have in 31-year-old Joe Horn. So JC Horn's the pick for the Steelers in 24. I thought really hard about Najee Harris and Joseph Asai.
Oh, so at least you considered them. Thanks, Kyle. At least you considered those two players. All right, Joe.
Yeah, because one of these teams is the worst roster in football, and the other one won 12 games this year, Chris. Let's be honest about the Jets.
Thanks. All right, Joe. Jacksonville
Jaguars. Roster stinks.
It does stink.
I'll tell you, this is heartbreaking for Jacksonville, who I think would love to get an offensive tackle, but literally all of the, you know, Mayfield, Eichenberg, Leatherwood, Cosme, Darisaw, Slater, they all went in the last, you know, since 12, like in the last 12 picks. So any one of them being on the board would have been the slam dunk, make the pick. I'd love to go tight end, but man, I don't know about Pratt Freiermuth here or even Brevin Jordan, especially when they're picking again in the second round. I think they can kind of target
33. They got to build it. They should be looking and saying, okay, what's going to take place from 26 to 32? That's the only thing I got to worry about.
Right. So I think they can get options there. I don't like any safety for the first round. I know that Trevor Morig from TCU has some fans. So to me, it's just like, I need to just look at the board, realize that I'm a football team that has a lot of needs, and take what I think is probably like the best player available that can help the football team. I sort of feel like, and I want to do it at a premium position. You know, this is a young football team. Mm-hmm. They need to get their pillars of their roster. I'm a fan of Eric Stokes, cornerback from Georgia. And I think if you were to get him and pair him with CJ Henderson, you would have two really exciting outside corners that give you size, length, ball skills, man coverage skills. And, you know, I just think it makes sense based on the way this board fell, where Jacksonville is in its life cycle, and just making sure that I get, you know, top talent at premium position. So I'm going to go Stokes here, even though I did want to do a lot of different things. I just don't think the board fell the right way for them to not go in that direction. RockAuto.com is a family business that's been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They've got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices that you prefer Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why would you spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Make sure you write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. They have amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need over at rockauto.com. Are we ready for some football? The NFL playoffs are in full swing, and there is only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust, and that's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use our promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. Maybe you want to lay some cash down on your favorite team to advance in the playoffs, or you like some of the fun prop bets that they have. You got to check out betonline.ag because they have the best lines in the business. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. And don't forget to use that promo code Locked On to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
In a pick that only 2020 could supply us, the Cleveland Browns are on the clock at pick number 26, Kyle.
Yeah, this is... I can tell you Browns fans don't want Joseph Asai, his best player available. They say he's too small to play in our defense. Okay. I'm looking at linebacker, and you got two or three really good options. If you're worried about size, maybe Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is not the best fit, but he's a really good football player. He's got really great tape. I'm in between Zaven Collins and Nick Bolton for this pick. Zaven Collins is a much more versatile, hybrid-type player. Nick Bolton is the latest in these kind of twitchy, heavy hitter sledgehammers, but also have sideline to sideline range as a Mike linebacker. I think you could move Collins around and get a lot of good production out of him, but I do think Nick Bolton probably is a more straightforward projection for this Browns defense. And therefore, he is going to be the pick, Nick Bolton, at 26 from University of Missouri.
All right, Joe. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on the clock.
Yeah, they're a tough team to mock, you know, because I can see them going with an X factor on offense. I can see maybe an offensive lineman. I feel like I have to go defense here just because Shaq Barrett's an expiring contract, Ndamukong Suh, Vita Vea is coming off of the injury. Levante David, if I'm not mistaken, is actually a free agent as well. So I feel like I got to kind of do something there for that front seven.
It's there for you. Just take it.
I'm thinking about three players, man. I'm thinking about Zaven Collins. I'm thinking about Joseph Asai, and I'm thinking about Christian Barmore. Oh. I think all three of those would be very useful. So I didn't even say the player that you thought I should be.
No.
You thinking about Jalen Phillips?
No.
I think I know the player Kyle's talking about.
Koramoah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Levante David's role.
Oh, that would be literally a one for one. Like, you get the young you know, that's funny. It's funny you said that because I'm interested in linebackers for the Bills, right? And so I've been talking about Zaven Collins and Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. And so somebody said, well, what's the difference? And I said, well, I mean, do you want like Kyle Van Noy or do you want Levante David? And I said that I don't want to sit there and create that expectation that this is the next Levante David.
But that's the type of player that they
can. So like, they're really different players. And I think, man, it'd be tough. I sort of have a hard time feeling like David's going to leave. You know, I mean, Brady's going to be back. They're going to run it back. They're already deep into the playoffs this year.
But ask yourself this, if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from a team building perspective and you have limited cap resources at your disposal, would you rather use it on on an off-ball linebacker, or would you rather use it to bring back your pass rushers?
Yeah, I'm convinced. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, linebacker, Notre Dame, he's the pick for the Bucs.
Thank you.
Put a statue up for Levante David.
Kyle, the Baltimore Ravens.
Is anybody interested in trading up? I'm just throwing it out there into the realm of possibilities.
No.
No, you're not. No. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Nobody will ever know why that's
funny. No. You and I will, though.
Yes, we will.
All right. Baltimore on the clock. Joseph Asai sitting here staring me in the face is really tempting. Zaven Collins sitting here staring me in the face is really tempting. Give a little bit of consideration to Aziz Ojulari. Outside of that, maybe Wyatt Davis. I don't think he's played to the expectation he had this year, though. So he's probably on the outside looking in. Baltimore always does this. And that was the joke this past year with their draft class, is Baltimore literally just sits here and lets other teams shoot themselves in the foot and takes the better player, best player available. The best player available right now on the board is Joseph Asai. They have a needed edge because you're not bringing back both Yannick Ngakoue and Matt Judon, both of those players playing on the franchise tag this year. I know you've got Jalen Ferguson, but I'm sorry, he's not going to prevent me from drafting a really good pass rusher in Joseph Asai. Joseph Asai is the pick at 28.
Okay. Joe, the New Orleans Saints, pick number 29.
Yeah, this is a pick that I've really starting to fall in love with because I'm embracing that this team next year is going to roll with Taysom Hill at quarterback.
And if they also want to sign Jameis Winston to another contract too. I heard that this past week. Well,
if I'm Jameis Winston and my chance to play came up and they went with Taysom Hill and they're paying him like $16 million next season, I know what's going on there and I'm not messing with it. So if you're going to win, if you're going to try to win with Taysom Hill, I think you have to surround him with a certain type of weaponry that will make sense for his skill set. And I think Kadarius Toney, the wide receiver from Florida,
Christ,
he's just perfect for this role, man. I mean, just like yards after catch, get open down the field. You can do some creative things with him, getting him, you know, going horizontal with some jet sweep stuff. And I think, like I said, if they're going to maximize their opportunity to do anything with Taysom Hill, he's going to need weapons like this to get that done. So really strange situation for the Saints here in terms of like how to approach this. But I think if I'm thinking Taysom Hill is going to be their guy, I think this is the type of weapon they need to add to the mix.
Kyle, do you want to give your thoughts on this before Joe picks for the Bills? Because you had a reaction to that.
Yeah, it's great. Great pairing for Sean Payton in that offense.
Okay. Joe, you're now on the clock once again with your Buffalo Bills.
If anyone ever questions if I don't do what I think is the right thing for other teams and disregard my allegiance to the Bills, this is the proof of the pudding, because I would have loved to give the Bills Kadarius Toney. I would have loved to give them Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. I would have loved to give them Eric Stokes. So I would have loved to give them Jalen Mayfield. So I've really depleted some of my favorite options for the Bills in the first round.
You still got some good options left, though.
I do. And I think maybe I'm going to surprise with where I go with this. Man, there's a piece of me that feels like there's some low-hanging fruit with the Bills running back situation. Like, if they're going to make that offense better, they could get a running back and they'd have their choice between Harris and Etienne. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give the Bills a running back in the first round, especially when they're all available. And if I don't get Harris or Etienne in the first round, give me Javonte Williams in the second round and I won't shed a tear. I don't like any of the offensive line value here, Kyle. I'm actually going to do something that is a little surprising even to myself. I'm going to give the Bills Christian Barmore, the defensive lineman from Alabama. And I think what this comes down to is the Bills need to get a little bit more stout on their interior defensive line. I think not having Star Lotulelei this year has created some issues where you have three techs that are playing, you know, one tech, and it's not really worked that well. And I think Quentin Jefferson has been a little bit disappointing as a rotational defensive lineman. And I think you get a guy like Barmore and he helps you win up front and gives you that ability to really anchor and control the line of scrimmage a little bit better. So, you know, part of me thinks they should go corner. You know, you don't know what's going to happen with Milano. You think about linebacker. You don't know what's going to happen with Darrell Williams and John Feliciano on the offensive line. But for me, I just feel like the way this fell, you take a chance on a guy like Barmore and you can get a really exciting player in a spot that I think is an underrated need.
Kyle, the Green Bay Packers.
This is a tough spot. Is anybody interested in moving back into the first round?
You've been trying to trade out of your last six picks.
I have. Chris said it's a great day to make a trade. I'm trying to not disappoint him.
It's a great day to make a trade. No one's made a trade.
You want the 49ers to move up for Mac Jones?
No, I don't want anybody to trade up for Mac Jones.
Well, who are they going to trade up for? One of these running backs?
Maybe.
I mean, I just don't. It doesn't make sense.
All right. The pick is in, and it's another one that's a little bit off the reservation. Joe, who is a big expiring contract for the Packers this offseason?
A big expiring contract for the Packers. I know they got the deal done with Bakhtiari. Is Lindsley a free agent or center? All pro?
Yes, he is. Corey Lindsley is on the last year of a 3-year, $25 million extension signed with the Green Bay Packers. He's going to be 30 years old, and he's going to get a lot of money if he hits the open market. Therefore, I'm going to pick Alabama center Landon Dickerson to step into the void that will be left by the departure and free agency of Corey Lindsley. Dickerson, he has a knee injury. He injured his ACL injury against, I think it was Notre Dame in the semifinal. Is it that or the SEC championship game? But it was a really cool moment from the national championship game where Nick Saban, Landon Dickerson with an ACL injury, dressed, and Nick Saban sent him out for the last snap of the game on the kneel down. He was in full pads, really cool. But he's played really, really well for the Crimson Tide, and he is just a pain in the ass up front. And I think that's a perfect fit for Green Bay. Stepping into Corey Lindsley's role, you start to consider the transition that this team is probably going to make when A.J. Dillon, don't know if they're going to bring back Jones, but they have made commitments. They're going to make a transition. It's somewhere down the line from Aaron Rodgers to presumably Jordan Love. They're going to lean a little bit more on the running game. Landon Dickerson will be very good for them in the heart of that offensive line.
Well, Kyle, you get to finish things off here. The Kansas City Chiefs are on the clock to finish round one.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hello. Oh, hello, hello.
Are you going to be Brett Veach for me for a sec?
Brett Veach? Well, yeah, am I
Will you be him for me?
Oh, sure, yes.
I don't want to negotiate with myself here.
Okay, gotcha. I'm like, okay.
Sure, I am Brett Veach. Both people on both sides.
Just go with the bit, Joe, okay? Go with the bit.
I feel really good. Listen, hello, this is Brett Veach.
Hey,
I am the general manager of the reigning Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs.
Brett, this is Chris Greer from the Miami Dolphins. How you doing?
Oh, what's up, dude? Congrats on the 10 wins, man.
Thanks. Congrats on another Super Bowl championship. We're trying to keep pace. Okay. And with that in mind, we see you are on the clock at 32. I don't know if you are aware of this, but we do have a pick at 36, so it's only a handful of spots. And we would love to get up in front of the New York Jets and get our pick of the two running backs that are still left on the board. We know you appreciate a good running back pick in the first round with a number 32 overall pick because you did it last year with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We're hoping maybe we can recreate a little bit of that magic. Are you interested in moving out of 32?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. What are you offering?
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So the Dolphins would like to offer you, the Kansas City Chiefs, 36. And we will throw in 109, which we got from the Carolina Panthers.
See, I'm going to get a fourth round pick to move back four spots.
Mm-hmm.
109. Wow. Yeah, you know what? Turn in the card. Turn it in.
Terrific. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm really glad we could get something worked out. Thanks, Brett.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Dolphins are drafting Najee Harris at 32.
There it is.
We got the trade. We got the running back in the first round. Dolphins wrap up with Jaylen Waddle, Alex Leatherwood, and Najee Harris. If you're going to build around Tua Tagovailoa, just damn it, bring the whole thing from Tuscaloosa and just send the whole effing thing down to South Beach. So there you go. Najee Harris, great fit. One of my favorite prospects in this year, regardless of positional value, regardless of where I have him graded as a player. Just a really, really fun player. Think he'd mesh really well with just listening to him speak. He's really insightful. I think he'll really hit it off with the Dolphins press.
I don't like how the only trade we made screwed my team. I don't
know. I hate to see it. Well, enjoy Travis Etienne at 33 then. How's that?
Oh, Jacksonville will take him.
Get a different player.
No, they're not gonna draft Travis Etienne.
The last thing the Jets need to be worried about is their running back situation. Like, roll with Ty Johnson and LaMichael Perine. Who cares?
I care, Joe.
Preach the gospel, Joe.
All right, do you want a recap here?
Let's do a quick rundown before we
all right,
sign
this, I'm going from 17 to 32, so the picks that were made on today's show. Mm-hmm. The Raiders took Micah Parsons. The Dolphins took Alex Leatherwood. Washington took Terrace Marshall Jr. The Bears took Rashad Bateman. The Colts, Liam Eichenberg. The Tennessee Titans, Gregory Rousseau. The New York Jets, Jalen Mayfield. The Steelers, J.C. Horn. The Jags, Eric Stokes. The Cleveland Browns, Nick Bolton. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. The Baltimore Ravens, Joseph Asai. The New Orleans Saints, Kadarius Toney. The Buffalo Bills, Christian Barmore. The Packers, Landon Dickerson. And the Miami Dolphins, Najee Harris. I appreciate you guys drafting names that I can pronounce on today's show.
Yeah, you nailed it, Chris.
Three straight Alabama guys to close out the first
round. This is the second time in this mock that we had three straight Alabama players come off the board.
Yeah, seven in total in the first round, by the way, guys. I was looking at some math here. Seven Alabama players, and I believe we got to six receivers. I know that's been a popular conversation on Takes on Takes of how many wide receivers would go. I think it ended up being six in total. I'm going to check the math here.
Yeah, we had Chase, Smith, Waddle, Marshall, Bateman, seven. And Toney.
Seven. So seven wide receivers, I believe, because Toney, Marshall, Bateman, and then Waddle, Chase, Smith. No, that's still six. I can't count. Six wide receivers.
Chris Schubert, also not a math guy. Great.
Not a math guy.
He fits right in. It's terrific. You don't have to be a math guy to listen to this show, so that's good. So hit subscribe on the podcast. Make sure you follow along. This mock draft in the books. We have live stream tonight, 7:30. Little Birdie told me we're going to have a special guest. Little Birdie told me one of the three people on the show is not going to be there. We're not going to tell you which it is, though. You're going to have to tune in, check it out for yourself. Some new insights, a new voice on the Draft Dudes podcast, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, YouTube. Come on over, check it out. Thanks, as always, for listening. Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, Chris Schubert. We're done here. We'll talk to you tonight.